Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bengals, Browns, Steelers, and Ravens. Vinny and Haney's Notes from the North.
All right, let's work our way down. Games outside of Baltimore in regards to the AFC North. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Buffalo was in Cleveland yesterday, taking on the Browns and the Bills. A big favorite, double-digit favorites in this game. And Cleveland made them work. But in the first half, running back James Cook was working that Browns defense.
Hand off to Cook. Trying to get there. Extends his arm. He's in. Touchdown, Buffalo.
CBS on the call. James Cook, 16 carries, 117 yards. Most of the damage done in the first half. Two touchdowns. Ty Johnson, University of Maryland. He scored as well as the Bills hold off the Browns. 23-20. Josh Allen hurt his ankle in that game, but came back. Didn't that monster Josh Allen performance? 12 of 19 for 130 yards, 17 rushing yards, no touchdowns accounted for. Now, Myles Garrett got a half a sack after they, I guess, reviewed film.
Yeah.
Let's give you a little sack action. So he is now, a half a sack behind TJ Watt and Michael Strahan for the all-time sack record of 22. And a half, I think it is.
Yeah. He's sitting at 22. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, keep in mind, he didn't even start taking sacks until 1982. I mean, Deacon Jones had years where he had like 30 sacks. But either way, for Buffalo to survive Cleveland, and at this point in the season, it's not about style points, it's about wins. And they're getting close to winning a playoff spot or clinching one, and they still have a chance maybe of winning the AFC East. The Ravens would have certainly done them a favor last night by beating them.
No doubt. No doubt about it. And, you know, Buffalo, they got a couple turnovers on deflections in that game, which really helped them out a lot. I thought Shadur actually didn't do a bad job. But Cleveland's going to be hurting without Judkins.
Horrible injury.
Yes.
Dislocated ankle, broken leg. Greg Russo had a monster game for Buffalo yesterday.
The left tackle for the Browns was awful. You know, so I think, you know, and what Pittsburgh was doing, Bob, you know, rushing the passer and stuff and getting pressure on the quarterback, I think they'll kill the Browns that way.
And Shador's hand got all banged up.
Yeah, it was pinky.
He missed a couple snaps. Dylan Gabriel came in. But either way, they lose. And Buffalo wins 23-20. Cincinnati in Miami taking on the Dolphins. And after the Ravens shut out the Bengals last week, you knew that wasn't going to be two straight weeks where Joe Burrow wasn't doing some Joe Burrow stuff. And boy, did he do it.
First and goal, Burrow far side. Brown turns, extends, and he is in.
CBS on the call there as well. Joe Burrow, 25 of 32, 309 yards, 4 touchdown passes. Chase Brown scored 3 himself, 2 through the air and 1 on the ground. Jamar Chase, he had 9 for 109. T. Higgins came back yesterday, and he scored a TD. 45-21 was the final score. Is Cincinnati going up against Quinn Ewers, the rookie quarterback out of Texas by way of Ohio State. And, you know, the Bengals, you know, Nolan asked the question, would you trade 4 first-round picks for Joe Burrow right now? And according to Schefter and Rap Sheet, not going to have, it's not a reality because they're both saying that he's going to stick around at least for one more year with the Bengals, same with Zach Taylor, too.
I can see. I mean, that's a cheap organization, Bob, the Bengals, you know. But it looked to me, watching that game, I thought the Dolphins kind of quit, threw in the towel.
Well, they quit the first game of the season, remember, against the Colts? They were mailing it in then. But for Tua Tagovailoa, the end is near there. Quinn Ewers, is he the future? Probably not. No. Does Mike McDaniel survive another offseason? There's going to be a new GM coming in. You mentioned Harbs, maybe. John Harbaugh, possibly. If he even leaves Baltimore, let's not stick a fork in here with the Ravens. Could that be an attractive destination for him, assuming he's no longer with the Ravens?
Because he's going to have power, control, and a lot of money, you know, you got to find a quarterback. I would think that it would be, going to Florida and stuff. It wouldn't be a bad situation.
And finally, notes from the North. Steelers taking on the Lions. And let's just say the end of the game left a lot of confusion for people.
Can they pull it off with the season in the balance? Goff fires at the one. He didn't get across, but there are flags down. Ball ends up in the hand of Goff. He goes across. Did they have a whistle first?
Call. Ruling on the field is a touchdown, however. Oh, my God. Number 14 on the offense. By rule, that penalty is not enforced, and there is no replay. The game is over.
Yeah, got good news and bad news for
right.
you. It was a touchdown, but there was an OPI. Second one of the drive, both on St. Brown, by the way.
Yeah, he picked the first one, which was... But you can't extend your... Like, Bob, if he would have just put his shoulder into him, probably get away with that.
Because on the second one that we just heard, Jim Nantz and Tony Romo, CBS, caught it. Was going down, kind of threw it up for grabs, and Goff caught it, ran it in for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Well, was he lugging a piano or what? But either way, he got in, but because it was an offensive PI, you can't end the game on an offensive penalty.
Right.
Well, if it would have been on defense, they would have won the game. That would have been the game-winning touchdown. But for the Steelers, Jalen Warren had a big day. Gainwell had some plays. A DK Metcalf getting news for, you know, slugging a dude. And it's not allegedly. He threw a punch at the guy. Everybody saw the highlights of it. He didn't shove him. He grabbed him by the shirt and tried to form an uppercut him there. But either way, the Steelers win. They won at Baltimore. They've now won at Detroit. They're a win in Cleveland away from winning the division. Hey, look, now are they the scary team that we thought the Ravens were going to be, for instance, going into the postseason?
The scary team.
I mean, the defense. Hey, where was Detroit's running game yesterday?
Yeah.
They rushed for 17 yards as a team. That's a carry for Gibbs, usually, and Montgomery.
Bob, I would think they'd be scared because there's not a dominant team. That's the problem. There's not a dominant team. And if the Steelers, you know, they have a home game and they're playing the Chargers and their defense and everything gets after Herbert, I could see them winning that game and then going on the road to win a game. I mean, if they get turnovers, got a chance to win. But is there a team that is like, oh, this is an easy game for us? I don't think so.
What about the Lions, though? Now 8-7.
They're done.
Yeah, that's a team that looked like a Super Bowl contender.
They're
now.
Like the Ravens.
Well, they beat the Ravens, so advantage them. But the point is, Detroit was a team that had made the playoffs 2 years in a row and looked like they were a real threat to get to Super Bowl 60. Now they'll be lucky if they even make the playoffs right.
What happened to them was they had so many injuries in the secondary, Bob, that, they couldn't stop anything yesterday. I mean, at least – especially early on. They couldn't stop the run at all.
And their O-line stinks.
Oh, my God, yes.
Because Goff was under duress, and we said he couldn't run the football. But the Steelers, 9-6 on the year. Nolan, what did you think of the end-of-game officiating there? Carl Sheppers and his boy. And I like how Aaron referred to him in his first name. I was talking to Carl, and I saw him.
It's all they're friends, right?
Discount double check over here.
No, I mean, there's no bad call here to be up in arms about.
Right,
you know,
right.
This isn't like the Ravens-Steelers situation from a few weeks ago. The call was correct. But again, another case of, even Romo and Nance were kind of talking it out there before the call was made. Like, are we really going to have something that one-ups what we saw on Thursday night? When we saw something that never happened before with the backwards pass distinction on the two-point play, that we might actually have something that beats that within a couple days. But, this one a little less confusing than Thursday.
Well, why did it take so long to come to the conclusion?
Yeah, it was like a minute and a half. I don't
know. You want to get it right.
Yeah.
Well, they were talking to New York. That's why.
Yeah, because we hate the Ravens. Let's screw the Ravens by giving the Steelers the win here. But either way, Lions, they're in trouble. Steelers, they're a game away from winning the AFC North. And yet again, now before we get to NFL lunch, you want to join us again at 435-83-1057. Everybody wants John Harbaugh fired. And some people are saying if John Harbaugh's the coach, not even going to watch the games anymore, sell season the tickets. What if Steelers are one and done in the postseason?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I don't think Tomlin's going anywhere, Bob. You know,
But my point is, you think Steeler fans are feeling another one and done in the playoffs?
I think they're going to go in because of the way that
with
they're
Aaron Rodgers one and done as your quarterback.
Now, the big question is, Bob, let's say they win a game or what. How many all, because they got an old team. How many of those old dudes are coming back?
Right. But my point is, he hasn't won a playoff game in 10 years. So As we sit here, grass is always greener. Steeler fans want him go. They were booing during Renegade at their last home game. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Had a fun lunch coming up top of the hour. We'll look back at our picks for the weekend, college and pro. Got a game tonight, San Francisco and the Colts. And Brian DiArdo from CBSSports.com. Talk to him about the season that's been and the postseason that will be, where the AFC flip a coin, it's up for grabs. Then again, you could say the same thing about the NFC.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.